Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Saturday morning, your early afternoon, when you've got so much lead up until kickoff, how do you pace yourself? How do you release your energy?
Personally?
Yeah.
I get a good workout in. And you try to get a little sleep, a little rest. Like I said, a workout for the coaching staff normally is a good thing to get the blood flowing a little bit. And, maybe watch a movie or something like that.
I feel like he hasn't slept in days.
He was asked also today about his family. How's your family enjoying this? Well, I really haven't seen them this week.
Correct. That's usually how that works.
Yeah. Maybe I'll see them this afternoon. Not too sure. No, I have no idea what their schedules are.
This isn't Ben going to a Cubs game, Ben, right now.
No.
That's not what this is.
No.
Because we saw Ben go to the Cubs game. We were 10 feet away from him going to the Cubs game. He was all smiles and happy.
Had his shirt on and everything.
Yep. He was with his kids, right?
Yeah.
He said, I haven't seen them in a while.
That's not what this is.
He was with somebody's kids, Alex. I don't know.
This is him pacing. This is him maybe probably on a treadmill. This is him going over everything, making sure that everyone is in the right place.
Alex, do you scout his kids? That's just weird, man. How do you know those were his kids? That's odd.
Weren't they at the introductory press conference?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. All right, good. Glad we covered that.
I want our coach to sleep before the biggest game of our lives. Tell Declan Doyle to not sleep.
tell Declan Doyle to go take care of those kids. Does he have any of his own?
Well, maybe Ben on Friday. Like, once he kind of knows, is Kyler actually in? Is he really in?
Yeah.
It's always a surprise with those guys. It could be day of.
Right? Maybe Friday night he gets some sleep. And let's hope that Ben Johnson sleeps really well Saturday night.
There were some really good thoughts within the national voice, Chris Sims's hit with Rahimi and Harris and Grody, right? Like,
and he's been talking about this too on Pro Football Talk Live as well. Like, he digs what he's seeing around here.
Yeah, he likes Ben Johnson, and he thinks that Ben maybe has some stuff that is gonna be involved here. We'll get to some of that. But this is Chris Sims from earlier today previewing the big game.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
There's no doubt in the first two matchups, the Packers played better football than the Bears, right? The Bears miraculously pulled that Week 16 matchup out with, two late fourth quarter drives. And, of course, the overtime drive was really the full extent of their offensive performance that day. Everything else was a struggle, right? Jeff Hafley has had his way a little bit with Ben Johnson, which is very rare, right? And I know you guys are looking for your first playoff win, and they're coming, because I don't think the Bears are going anywhere for a long, long time with this guy at head coach and this guy at quarterback. I'll say that. But at the same time, I think the biggest thing I look at here, and I think in the second matchup, I do think that Malik Willis being thrown into the fold really made things hard on Chicago, because he brings a different element that I'm sure they weren't really prepared for in that game. Malik Willis has a chance to be a superstar, and his ability to run and scramble in that second game, I think, caught the Bears off guard. Now it's going to be more the traditional drop back pass, Jordan Love in the pocket. The one thing I'll say about Jordan Love where I think he can get better in his game is he's not the most surgical intermediate passer in all of football. Those plays between 5 and 10 yards, those type of throws, they're not usually real consistent in that department and dicing up defenses that way. So that's where I go, the Bears have to have a blend there. But the Packers are 0 for their last 4. The Packers have not been the same since Micah Parsons got injured. I mean, Micah Parsons is a big deal. He's so big that when he got hurt, we all went, oh, I don't know if the Packers can go to the Super Bowl anymore. That's how awesome he is. And then you couple that with Jordan Love not having played in 3 weeks and really only practicing limited times. Yeah, it's hard for me to get behind that and go, wait, the team that's 0-4 and a quarterback that hasn't played, he's just going to hit the ground running on Saturday night and throw for 300 yards and beat the Bears. So that's why I go with the Bears. But the Bears, there's no doubt, one thing in particular shows to me that has to be better if they want to win this game is the drop back pass game. That's it, plain and simple, right? The first game, they ran the ball, they ran bootlegs, they did a little of that. They left yards and plays there to be had in the drop back pass game. The second time around, the drop back pass game didn't deliver until late in the game, and the Packers got a little conservative trying to protect their lead. This is a game where, yes, I do believe Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams are going to have to win through the pass game. You're not going to be able to just run the ball at will on Green Bay. And that's kind of how I look at it. I picked them to win 23-20. But like I said, I think it's going to be a nail biter.
I disagree with him about the run game thing. I do think the Bears, in whatever personnel package they want to run out there, can run the ball against Green Bay.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think they can, too. But I think he's right that the drop back pass stuff, the Caleb's got to be on time and accurate. If I hadn't seen the undeniable progress that we have seen from Caleb in such circumstances, highlighted by the Sunday night game against San Fran, I wouldn't feel as optimistic as I feel. I think he's ready for it. I think he's ready to make some completions in simple drop back passes and stay in. He's more willing to stay in. He's been a bit more accurate overall, and the understanding has clearly risen as well.
I hope so. I mean, because I think that Caleb is someone that is shown that he is built for these moments at the ends of games. Man, I'd love for it to happen early. Yeah. I'd love for him, because think about how fun it could be if he's locked in early and making plays.
Yeah, it'll be
the stress that could put on Green Bay.
Oh my God! If they really got to respect the timing of the real deal drop back passes. What I don't want to see is what we saw from him early and what we've seen a lot. We saw a lot last year where he leaves the pocket maybe before he needs to. That's what I don't want to see.
One more thing from Chris Sims, who was on with the midday show. This was him talking about a wrinkle that he expects from Saturday.
I think we're going to see a different drop back pass game. I think this is a game finally where Ben Johnson's like, listen, you know, hey, we've had 18 weeks here. It's Green Bay. They got some talent on their football team. I'm going to open the vault a little bit in the drop back passing game. Caleb, we're going to run a few plays that maybe I haven't asked you to run this year. We might have a few checks at the line of scrimmage where I go, I haven't asked you to do all this mental gymnastics of the line of scrimmage, but this week it's win or go home. So we got to do it or we're going and planning a vacation next week. And that's where I kind of look at it being different. And then the other things that I talk about with Green Bay, it's just, where's their mental state as a football team right now? I mean, not many teams have had real successful playoff runs going, we lost 4 in a row and our quarterback hasn't played in 3 weeks.
Man, the first part of that, a wrinkle in the drop back, like asking Caleb to do more mental stuff, I don't know if I love that, but asking him to run a couple plays that'll be a surprise, that sounds a lot like Ben Johnson.
Take your shot. I feel like if we were to distill Chris's message down, it's take your shot.
Like, hey, there's one-on-one. Go route. Luther.
Rome.
Run.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
man.
Like, let's just mess with them. Let's say, hey, Rome, 9. Like, let's show them that you're healthy. Let's show them how healthy you are.
Dude.
And then it's like, Jeff Half is like, oh, bleep. What's happening now? Now I got to worry about that guy, too? I wasn't sure that he was even playing.
I just envisioned a first quarter long touchdown bomb. I got excited about it.
As you should. I think that's what Chris is talking
you
about
guys, there. You guys feel that?
Or maybe, you know, you halfway through the first quarter, Rome kind of is going 75% speed on those routes. You're like, oh, Rome doesn't look like he's looks a little rusty. And then, boom, turn on the Jets on a third down.
The old rope-a-dope. Go ahead, Rome.